past 2 weeks, talking about the Pesukim in Mishlei. The Pesukim in Mishlei Shlomo HaMelech explaining to a person that for Hatzlocha B'Olam Hazeh, Torah provides a guide of a person to function in this world. And one should not think that what it says in the Torah is only somehow the result of Olam Haba and condemns a person to lack of success in this world. No. And Shlomo HaMelech presents a dichotomy. The dichotomy between the person who follows Torah and the person who follows Torah. And Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipilo, the person who follows Torah, very often, doesn't say always, Torah has many, many killed people. Kills a large percentage of people who follow it. I guarantee always. Matsun Tolarev, and his name is very powerful. And then, Shlomo HaMelech gives a hesper. Why? Because Hashem Kanoni Rishis Darko Kedem Follow Meos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes in two stages. Created the Torah first, and then created the world and the human being and everything that comes out. More than that, then after. And Hashem Kanoni Rishis Darko Kedem Follow Meos Me Olam Very Beginning Nisachti Me Rosh Mekad Me Aret Be Ein Tohomos Chololti Be Ein Mayonos Nishba Demai. And now, after that statement, and Medrash, the beginning of Bresh, says, what does it mean, Ve'eya etzlo omon? Because when a person builds a palace, so what do? He hires an architect, he makes plans. This room will be here, this will be here, everything is organized. Then he takes a construction crew to follow, and everyone's overseeing. The construction crew is following the architectural plans. Anything complex, that's the way you do it. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with architectural plan. Or the architect, and that's the Torah. The Torah is created first. That's why the Torah had to be created first. So, if human beings were created with a Torah as the architectural plan, a human being was made given the fact that Torah has Isurim against Mitzicha, against Gneva, against Ono, against Rikus and the like. So a person can't say, well, I can't function in this world because the Torah prevents me. No. Torah came first, which probably gave a plan for the world called the Torah. And that's why, and then he created the human being. That's why Shlomo HaMelech says success in this world involves following the Torah. After I finished last week, two or three people came up to me. The following question. I thought it's kedai to address it directly. And that is, if this is so, how do we explain the Torah's Isur Mishkav Zachar? Today, there's a lot of confusion in the world about the Torah's position in Mishkav Zachar. Last year, before Yom Kippur, a twisted understanding of the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Open Orthodoxy, so one of the heads of the Open Orthodoxy institution said that what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do true for in Yom Kippur? Creating an imperfect Torah. Okay. Rabbi Moyes doesn't like that. It shows that obviously a deep misunderstanding of a lot of things. Okay, this person supposedly calls himself a big intellectual. Okay. And one of the things that turns this against Mishkav Zachar. 2 years ago, a certain young man in yeshiva from an interesting background called me Chol Moed Pesach. He calls me and says, you know, I was just in an argument with a bunch of friends of mine here, and they want to know one question. Is it Isha Mishkav Zachar a choker or a mishpat? And I said, well, if it applies to a ben noach, it couldn't be a choker. Doesn't make any sense to a ben noach. It has to be a mishpat. Okay. In today's world, let's just try to understand what this whole issue is all about. It's a Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. More than that, the Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on a Marishan. And he was Mapala Tadema on him. And Vayakach Echem Tzalosov. Vayiska Bosu Tachtena. And he fashioned even as that segment, and add some, add some my bosom of sorry, the Zosi Kori Ishu can wish for couples. All Kenyas of Ishus of Imo Vadovic Ishta Vahoyul Bosra. And therefore, a man leaves his parents, and there are two explanations what is. One is the husband and wife bond together and become a unit, the other is through the children, and both are true. What the Pasuk is saying is as follows: Kadosh Baruch Hu created the human being in a certain way, and for a human being to be by himself and live by himself would not produce the Midas HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to live giving to other people, taking from other people, and the natural relationship you have with and the natural structure of society is units of people giving to each other, taking from each other, depending on each other and the like. And in so, he created, took a male, took a, actually, someone who was both male and female, had the ability to reproduce himself all by himself, and split him into two. And when he split him into two, that was, each one needed the other to become a complete unit. And each one is incomplete without the other. Call it Shori below Isher, Shori below this, Shori below this, Shori below this, Shori below Tov, Vafilu ain't Ish. He's not a man. He's not a. Not a. Okay, this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu made this breed. Then in so doing, he created a type of male to female. Why? To be the glue that holds that family unit together. So, because that family unit is the structure of the world, structure of society, fall of society. Al kenyaz avish, because of that. So what is it? You grow up as a child. At one point, you move from being the dependent child to being the independent adult. And when you become the independent adult, you form your own unit with another a male with a female. That's, and they produce another child, and that's how society and humanity continues. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Now the taiva of Ish V'Isha, that taiva Ish V'Isha, was put in there to be that glue that holds that unit together. And that can be twisted in many ways. The Isser against Nus is to take that type was made for purpose X, use it for purpose Y, and therefore undermine it being used for purpose X. If it just becomes a type to be used indiscriminately, it can no longer function as the glue that holds a husband and wife together. And that's why in today's world, unlimited taiva means breakdown of family, among many reasons. But all taivas HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria are there for purpose X, can be abused for purpose Y. And if all taivas are there for purpose X, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the taivas achila, without eating. And if a person had no taivas achila, would have no hunger, etc., he would not be able to live, because you need food and water to live. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a taivas achila to guarantee that I was going to eat and drink properly. A human being can come and totally twist that taiva, become a glutton, unlimited eating, etc. That's wrong. A, you destroy yourself, and B, you're taking taiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for one or many reasons, and you're misdirecting it. Rather than having it produce a healthy individual, can produce a very sick individual. And then all taivas are that way. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That is Ve'eya Esa Amon. The Torah begins with a surah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashions the physical, moral, and psychological world around that. Now, in the world, Chazal, writing many memory of Chazal and Rishayim, we're writing in a world where Mishkan Zoch was very acceptable. Chazal make an important point. In the Roman world, Mishkan Zoch was acceptable. All the Gedorim and Arayas that we see, whether it is for instance Yichud, it's a Yichud between a man and a man. It's always between male and female. Why? Let's say Lo Nechshed Yisrael Mishkan Zoch. Chal Yisrael, it was not part of the social psyche of Klal Yisrael. Now, because of that, the Isser of Kirav Bosor, everything's been male and female. Recognizing the whole world out there, where Mishkan Zoch is totally accepted. So what's changed in the world today? And what's the basis? Where does the title for Mishkan Zoch happen today? The answer is there can be three possible origins for it. Even though the Torah says the way male and female were created, there is a natural attraction between male and female, male to female, female to male. But just like A normal human being has 5 fingers, 2 arms, a nose. And this is how normal human being is created. There may be. In all my years of dealing with countless cases of people who have gone with their head in the tears of Mishkan Zohar, I haven't seen it, but it may be. A lot of things might be. That just like you have birth defects. And birth defects, you have a person who is born with 1 ear, doesn't have a second ear. Born with 1 arm, doesn't have a second arm. But all sorts of reasons they're birth defects. There may be a person who's born also not with the same psychological profile. I mean, one reason. So what happens to such a person? Let's take a person who is a celiac, cannot take gluten. Okay, that's the way his physical being is. And then he comes to how to eat kazayas matzah. Okay, so what does he have to figure out? I have this limitation. Such a thing called kazayas matzah. How am I going to manage? There's a Torah. Torah makes absolute demands on a human being. Torah that makes absolute demands on a human being. And I somehow, because of some birth defect, don't fit that model. I have a major sugar problem. Therefore, I cannot drink Dalet Kosos because the grape juice wine has too much sugar in it. Okay, so have to confront. You have to figure out what you're doing and everything. Doesn't mean it's a bad Torah just because the Torah is not there for celiacs, and the Torah says to you because I have matzah. No such thing. So LMI, there's this solution. Is that the ways of dealing with it? And by the midrabbanan, you have to drink Dalet Kosos. Fine. There's too much sugar in it, and you have a sugar problem. Okay, so then the ways to deal, like everything in life, it has to be dealt with. That's assuming it's a birth defect. Okay. There's another type in the Tiyatim Mishkan Zohar. And that's described in Pesukim in the end of Bereishis. Mikola Shebohara. There are societies, the driving force of society is taiva. Society becomes preoccupied with that. So, where a person defines himself in terms of taiva. Like our world today. Taiva is what drives all of society. And it's the way people look at themselves, they define themselves in terms of taiva. Now, so that's Mikola Shebuchara. Mikola Shebuchara. No limitations. Taiva unlimited. And a taiva can produce a lot of twisted behavior. There's a taiva sachila. There's a taiva sachila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria for a human being to be able to eat and to live. And without that taiva sachila, we would not be, we couldn't be healthy human beings. So he created a human being with certain dietary needs. And when he created that human being with certain dietary needs, what did he create? A taiva sachila to guarantee that those dietary needs would be fulfilled. And that's the way human beings survive. If I never felt hunger, never felt a desire to eat, but I needed food to survive, guess what would happen? I totally collapsed because I never know that I wouldn't have that push to make sure that I'm eating properly. On the other hand, you can take the taiva sachila and totally twist it. What is the biggest health problem in the United States today? Obesity. People cannot control their eating. You're supposed to eat to be healthy. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. But you can take it and twist it so that you destroy yourself eating improperly. But it's a world dominated by taiva. And because of that, the Medrash describes what happens in a society we call a Shebuchara. Like what happens, Yeshasish, Mishkel Zohar, Mishkabah. Means first, you have preoccupation with taiva. Once a person becomes preoccupied with taiva, so he then moves on and loses the gather between that which is permissible and that which is not permissible. And then it becomes, there's no such thing as moral limitations of Eishasish and the like. For Dovak B'Yishtro, what does the Pasuk say for Dovak B'Yishtro? It's a pull between male and female to be used B'Yishtro for your for his wife, Adam. And then, so we, what do we darshan from there? Dovak B'Yishtro v'lo b'zochav, Dovak B'Yishtro v'lo b'Yishas Chavera. And he says, no. As long as my mind is dominated by taiva, all I want to do is to fulfill all the taivas possible. I don't want moral bonds. I'm still staying within the gather of normal taivas. But then it goes to Mishkav Zohar. A person whose life is dominated by taiva is always looking for more taiva. And if he finished the natural and permissible ones, he'll go to the non-permissible ones, and he'll go to the unnatural ones. It's all a consequence of a life dominated by taiva. In such a situation, Kadosh Baruch Hu then was upset with that door immediately before the Mahabal, but didn't bring a punishment on that door for it. Major says, "So what happened?" He finally says, "I'd come." That's when they recognize official marriages between men and women and women. The moment the fact that individual of Bali Taiva is one thing. The moment society officially sanctions it and accepts it as a reality, and Akash Prabhu at that point just gave up. And then from Mishkav Zohar, it goes to something which is totally twisted. Mishkav Behema. It's a total twist. But that's the progression that it goes. This is what the post describes as Taweva. There's a third type, and that's the most common situation of Netiyat Mishkav Zohar. There's a natural psyche of a human being. For all sorts of reasons, whether it's society, all sorts of problems people run into in life in dealing with their psyche. The things that happen that twist the person's psyche. There is a normal repulsion that human beings have to murder. Nowadays we have this violent group, ISIS, ISIS, that within that society, murder is about killing another human being. Is about as serious as cutting off your fingernails. I mean, it's a nothing. It's a nothing. And a person growing up in that society will lose his repulsion to murder. Let's say you have someone, the whole family of mafiosos. He grows up as a product of that family. But Ritzich and Gneva, well, that's what life's all about for this person. He doesn't view it as anything wrong, because that's... his father is a mafioso, his uncle's a mafioso, his grandfather's a mafioso. He grows up into that. We'll see that in the famous Ram Parish Mishnayos shortly, which describes how to deal with people who grow up in a certain society. It doesn't make it right. It just means, okay, unfortunately, it is. There are other things. For instance, people are abuse victims. Very often. For all sorts of deep psychological reasons, they develop an Netiyat Mishkav Zohar. Their psyche has been violated and twisted. And it's not the regular psyche how a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted human beings to have. There are other situations in life, you can go through all sorts of very classic ways of psychological issues of how you dealt with your parents and the nature of Nishal and Bias, how they dealt with you. They very often can produce such natias. Now, we live in a weird world where people define themselves in terms of type. Who am I? They say, this is part of my identity. No, my identity is I'm an Eved Hashem. fact that this is part of my identity just shows the nature of the time has determined their identity. It's completely not the way a Jew determines his identity. And what happens if a person has a twisted psychology? For 3 years ago in yeshiva, we had a boy who had a lot of problems. And he once told me, you know, I have a serious problem with impulse control. I said, well, what does that mean? He said, if I'm walking past the fruit stand and I get an impulse, I want the apple, I'll just pick up the apple and I'll eat it. So I said, you know, that's Gezel. He said, but I have a problem with impulse control. And I said, listen, there is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah. In the Torah it says, no sigzel. Just because you have a problem with impulse control doesn't mean that you can take the apple. The Torah says you're going to have to learn how to deal with your psychological issues and your psychological problems. That there are maybe psychological issues and psychological problems that produce the impulse control. So what you have to do is go to someone who helps you deal with that so you don't have the impulse control. So you won't be taking the apple. It's time. This spun out in many more serious ways than just taking the apples off the fruit stand. But that was one, that's how he began introducing me to this twisted and warped psychology that he had, and he just kept saying, well, problem with impulse control. So what does the Torah say to such a person? Too bad. Learn how to control your impulse control. Maybe people, for whatever psychological reason, Philip, this one was just impulse control, kleptomania. They can't go into a store without putting things in their pocket and walking out of it. That doesn't justify, doesn't mean it's not guessing. Of course it's guessing. Same thing in every way that human beings have different mentalities and psychologies, that for all the complex reasons that human beings' psychologies get a little twisted, whether it's the way their parents dealt with their parents and the chaverim, they got bullied when they... That's secondary, what produced the psychology. When a person realizes, I have psychological issues, that set me up in a way. So you have to deal with those psychological issues and make sure you make what the Torah says as fulfillable as possible. And the fact that you have, just like a person who has a celiac, has a problem with Kazayas Matzah. So bad, I can't eat Kazayas Matzah. No, what are you mechuyev to do? Figure out a way within your limitations. You're going to be able to eat the Kazayas Matzah. There are all sorts of things that we have nowadays for celiac state of Kazayas Matzah. It recognizes an issue. You confront the issue. The Torah wanted you to act in a certain way. The Torah never condemned you or said something's wrong with you for being celiac. The Torah just said, what is an easy mitzvah for somebody else is going to be a challenge for you. Same thing if a person has psychological issues that may have produced a netiyah to mishkan zachar. Okay, but Torah says that you have to live a certain life and maybe you have to deal with those psychological issues. So that created this netiyah to mishkan zachar, so it makes the Torah life easier and more natural. It's all part of life. And but to assume that your identity is determined by your taivas, and to assume that that justifies any activity the Torah says is awesome, or prevents any activity the Torah says is a mitzvah, is ridiculous. Just like it's as ridiculous as this young man who couldn't, if he had an impulse control to take something, didn't see that he has to work on himself and change the psychology to make sure he doesn't begin putting his hand on other people's property. And yes, the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being so that a natural way a human being functions is man wants woman and woman wants man. And that was done for a purpose. Now, I gave the three main reasons that a human being somehow doesn't fit into that. But that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, in a natural way. In addition, Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah Isurim to guarantee that that drive between man and woman and woman and man would be channeled in a certain direction, and that it would, and any deviation from that channeling will undermine the family unit, and then we have to work on our psyche and our psychology in order to adjust to what the Torah demanded of. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make a mistake. Chas v'shalom, the whole thing is an unthinkable thought. If you understand what the Torah is, you understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. What is the demand of us? Mutter is mutter, and aser is aser. And you just can't cross that. And you have to work on adjusting yourself to that psychology that makes the Torah the natural way you function. And if this young man had a problem with impulse control, they had a serious problem with impulse control. If someone got him angry, he punched him in the face. Serious problem with impulse control. But that's not acceptable behavior. So what's the answer to such a young man? The answer to such a young man, a very simple answer. You have to work on your psychology to make sure that you don't punch someone in the face if it gets you upset, that you don't put your hand on somebody else's property. And it's work. Maybe it's in the science, it's work. You invest time and effort in changing your behavior, changing the underlying psychology, so you function properly. That's why, when I said the Torah comes first, Hashem created the human being around the Torah, and then there's no such thing as a human being who comes into this world who, because of the way Hashem created him, is forced to do an Aveira. Certain mitzvahs may be difficult, certain mitzvahs may be impossible. Yeah, there's certain people. I remember when I was a teenager, maybe around the time I was first married, there's certain medicine, thalidomide, is used in Europe very expensively. It was a psychological, psychiatric medication. And it was the big discovery. And all doctors were dispensing thalidomide. 2-3 years later, they found out that a woman who was pregnant took thalidomide, produced children with all sorts of weird things, without arms, all sorts of strange things. Okay. So it could be it was a boy who was born without arms, a thalidomide child. So what does that mean? If that's the way it is, and there's nothing you can do about it, so he's part of a mitzvah tefillin. He can't put tefillin on his arm. He will chazur. He unfortunately was born without arms. Okay, it doesn't mean there's no mitzvah pshatim lo zal yedecha. There's still a mitzvah pshatim lo zal yedecha. This person is born in a certain way. That has nothing to do. He does not have arms. So there's no mitzvah pshatim lo zal yedecha for a person. If a person is born in a psychological manner, that his... Well, I have a Talmud whose child was born with multiple problems. One of the problems the child was born with resulted in the fact that the child, very young, lost the ability to be able to suck. For a child, that's devastating, because that's how a child feeds himself. And then later on, the child had the inability to eat in the same way people eat. So for a few years, what does Talmud of mine have to do? They had to take this child to a clinic, an eating clinic, where a child was taught how to eat, and take, even though the rest of us are born with a total ability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a way an infant is fed through sucking, and created an instinct within the child to suck. So this child was, for all sorts of reasons, didn't have that, nor did have the ability to eat properly. So the parents say, okay, so doesn't have it, too bad. The child's going to starve to death. Then the child's not going to starve to death. So I spent a few years on teaching the child to do what the rest of us learn to do naturally. And so now the child's functioning. The child can eat. Doesn't need to suck in order to be able to survive. That was when the child was an infant. Same thing, every aspect of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates every one of us in a certain way. And then as we grow up, we have all are impacted by all sorts of influences, social influence, psychological influences, would be a chas v'shalom abuse situations, all sorts of things. And then when at one point we come to realize more what we are, this is what I am, there is a Torah. How do I make sure that within the reality that I have, I can do the Torah in the maximum manner? Sometimes it's automatic. Sometimes it's made an assignment. This young man with problems with impulse control, yeah, not to violate Issa Gezel was an assignment. It was an assignment. So what does it mean? You work on it. You have to change yourself. So this, so Issa Gezel, so listening to Issa Gezel comes natural, and that's true in every aspect of life. That is why the question a number of people asked last time, if the Torah comes first, what is the problem with Mishkan Zohar today? The thing that is absolutely... So Mishkan Zohar is Nisaskila. Actually, two women together is an Isser Kamas Heretz Yisrael Lo Sasa. This new thing of changing, you know, sex change operation, Al Pi Din, there's no such thing. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. You can do whatever you want. The man stays a man, the woman stays a woman. And first of all, the operation is also, you don't change anything. It just shows how people's identity is so tied in with certain things that Torah did not view as part of their identity. But a person is the way the person is. And you have to take yourself in hand, every human being, except that for whatever reason, that's the way I was born, that's the way the socially I was conditioned, psychologically I was influenced, okay, this is why I'm in. How do I deal with the reality in my life, given the fact there's a Torah that makes certain absolute demands on me? And the most absurd thing is people think, you know, I said sex change operation, Al Pi Din, the thing is A, Osir, and since a Chavola, B, is totally absurd. And Al Pi Din, a man, if you're born a male, you will always be a male. If you're born a female, you can do any, you'll always be a female. And that's just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. You know, there's a certain very twisted individual. I had a cousin who used to ask me shilas. And there's a woman who used to think she was a man and dressed totally male. And walking down the street, you would think this was a male, which is also awesome. It's part of the Yisrael of Silber, Shishaklisha. And, but she was married. She was married to a man who thought he was a woman and dressed that way often. And then at the end of the ninth month, when this woman who thought she was a man was ready to give birth, she walked into the hospital in Tel Aviv and, you know, dressed totally like a man. Says, yeah. And they said, yes, can we help? Yes, I have to have a baby now. Only in a twisted world today could such a thing conceivably happen. And a man is a man, a woman is a woman, and the Torah defines what it views as the natural way people are, and then we have to figure out how to adjust to the Torah's demands on us. Okay. The Seder.